Good afternoon. Skies will remain clear for the balance of the afternoon and through the evening hours as high pressure settles in from the Great Lakes. It'll be a chilly high pressure center overhead for the entire overnight period, so with clear skies and light winds, temperatures will drop back into the middle and upper 20s on average by first thing tomorrow morning. With the same high pressure in control tomorrow, we'll enjoy brilliant sunshine and a nice turnaround back through the 30s and 40s and into the mid-50s for afternoon highs. A storm system along the Gulf Coast will continue to lift north into the Tennessee Valley. It'll make its way into our area as we head into the day on Wednesday. Clouds will be on the increase Tuesday night, and rain will break out early to mid-morning on Wednesday and fall steadily and at times heavily through the afternoon and into the evening. With the soaking rainfall, high temperatures will be in the upper 50s to around 60. More wet weather, but mild overnight Wednesday night and into the first part of the day Thursday, with temperatures in the lower 60s Thursday morning. Then as that storm lifts out, temperatures will start to drop back through the 60s and 50s with an increasing westerly wind. This will leave us with a mix of sun and clouds, a stiff breeze, and cooler weather on Friday in the lower 50s, and chilly but dry weather over the weekend, including Halloween, with lots of sunshine in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain and the threat for flash flooding will continue along the central Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley this afternoon. The heaviest rain is expected across southern Mississippi and Alabama and also the Florida Panhandle. Flash flood watches are in effect for these areas. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon, New York City remaining clear, temperatures dropping back through the 50s, Boston clear, with temperatures falling into the 40s, and in Buffalo, clear skies, with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low 37, the record high 78 set in 1963, and the record low 20 in 1952. Sunset this evening at 5:56 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow at 7:23 a.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clear skies tonight and cold, temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine tomorrow back into the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunny but cool tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunny and cool tomorrow with highs in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunny but cool again tomorrow with highs in the mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Sunny and chilly tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s. Region-wide for Wednesday, cloudy with rain likely becoming windy, upper 50s. Showers on Thursday, mostly cloudy in the lower 60s, becoming breezy with temperatures falling in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler Friday, lower 50s. Mostly sunny Saturday, lower 50s. And increasing clouds Sunday with highs in the lower to mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.